Hi, my name is Jennifer Mershke. I'm from Niagara Falls, Buffalo, area. I just graduated recently from SUNY Potsdam with a degree in sociology and criminal justice. And I'm sitting at Union Street Station in downtown Denver for a class called Chris Cursing Cool with Jack Kerouac, something along those lines. It's a really long name. I don't know.
So what brought you on this trip? Why do you like to travel? What inspired you?
Well, I actually hitchhiked from the UK to Morocco for charity, and when I hitchhiked through France and Spain, I read Jack Kerouac on the road, and it was weird to read an American novel from a literary genius, basically, when I was hitchhiking myself in a different country. And then when I came back to Potsdam for a semester, I met Dr. Sprenger, and she's amazing, I don't know, and she inspired me to want to take the class and want to learn about it and want to learn more. So
why did you hitchhike? For charity or out of your own?
No, it was for charity. It was for Link Community Development in Ghana, Uganda, and South Africa.
How did it go out there?
It depends on where I was. We went through the UK in probably 6 hours and got on the ferry, and then we woke up in the morning. And through France, we met amazing people, and we were in Spain by the morning. And then when we got to Spain, it just seemed like nobody wanted to give us a ride. We got picked up by a drunk driver. We got picked up by a hash farmer. We got picked up by a lot of people. And then we got stuck in Madrid and had to sleep at an actual truck station, at a gas station, because it was holiday and it was their spring festival celebrating Easter, and we were stuck there and everybody was leaving the town to go on holiday and vacation, and nobody could fit us in their cars. So
your story is a lot like Jack Kerouac's, kind of. So I did follow the lines of it. That's cool.
Stuck there. So I definitely was able to do a lot of reading, and that was the book that I had.
That's good. So you're on this trip for Jack Kerouac, or not to help you with this time, but could you say Wanderlust, maybe, like Audrey's books?
Yeah, that's kind of what I think it is. I just want to see, I've never seen anything in the United States, and I feel like I cheated myself and my country, kind of, that I went somewhere else and saw other things before I was able to take in America for myself. So,
understandable. All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.